This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This episode, we share creative ideas to honor our pets during National Pet Memorial Month. That's what's on our show, so let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you, so go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Throughout the month of September, we honor our beloved pets who have passed over the Rainbow Bridge. September is National Pet Memorial Month and National Pet Memorial Day, which is celebrated on Sunday, September 14th. National Pet Memorial Day is held each year on the second Sunday in September, and this special event was founded in 1971 in recognition of the important role that our beloved pets play in our lives. National Pet Memorial Day provides a valued opportunity so that we can all grieve, heal, and just cherish the unconditional love and the companionship are our beloved pets and what they bring into our lives. So with us today is a 20-plus year dog mom, and to be totally transparent, my sister Colleen Gray. Welcome back, Colleen, and I couldn't think of a better pet parent to share helpful and inspirational ideas to celebrate and honor our beloved pets who have passed over the Rainbow Bridge. Hey, Colleen.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. This is such a special time. And you and I mean, you've been to my house. I've been to your house. We have memorials inside and outside our houses for our precious fur kids. So it helps us to honor, remember, and it's just like a wonderful, though we do it every day, it's nice to have a special time that the entire country does it. So can you just share some thoughts on National Pet Memorial Day and some of the ways that you honor your fur angels?
I would love to do that. You know, and these are ways that kind of we can help them live on in our lives and have remembrances of them. So put together this list, and hopefully it inspires some ideas in those who would like to do a kind of a similar tribute. So just some ideas here. The first idea is to create a memorial tribute. So it could be a scrapbook, a photo album, or write a letter or poem sharing memories of your pet. Those are always really, really special.
That's very special, yeah. And very personal.
Very, very, absolutely. Another idea is to visit a favorite spot. We always have the favorite places that we would go to with our beloved fur kids. So whether it's a park, a walking trail, or any place special to your pet for reflection. Another place would be the beach. That was always a really favorite place for me over the years with my fur kids. Also, plant a living memorial. So this is something that I've always really enjoyed doing as well. So plant a tree, a flower, or a garden in memory of your pet. You can get really creative with that and make them special with little special memorial stones or statues or little signs. There's all kinds of beautiful ideas out there that would add to your living memorial garden.
Well, you know what I love too, sister, about the memorial garden is that you not only you plant or and I'll go in a little bit on what I've done, and you've been to my home, so you know what it is. But you could get like little, like you said, like little rocks and have their name put on them, or have the, you know, their time here put on it. You could have like a nickname put on it. You could have little memorial stakes made for them with their image, or just things like that to make it personal, so that when you go out or you're in your garden or you're in your yard or you belong to a community garden, there's just somewhere where you could look and they're there. So I think that's so special. So thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many wonderful ideas about how to make those living memorials really special. So I'll get some great ideas on the internet, and maybe from friends too and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you could hold a candlelight vigil. So you could light a candle and reflect on the joy your pet brought into your life. I know I've done that with some of my friends, especially when you lose pets kind of close together. You know, it's always kind of nice to do that in remembrance. Another way is to donate to an animal charity. So support a local animal shelter or a rescue organization in your pet's name. Maybe if you adopted your pet from a particular organization, have that, you know, continue to pay forward to those folks who brought this really special fur child into your life. Another idea, and I think you've done this before, is to create a memory box. So gather mementos like collars, favorite toys or photos, and those can get really creative as well and be really special.
You know what I did with Olive? I love to immortalize, like whether we get flowers or cards, I have like little things that I have in a special room that I have a large bookcase in. And I had bookends. This woman did a beautiful job. She put them in, she made bookends of them, and the flowers are intact. They're beautiful. And she put a small picture of Olive and a couple of mementos in there. It's absolutely beautiful. They're clear in the flowers. They look like they're just floating. It's absolutely beautiful. So there's different ways that you could, like you said, you go on Etsy, all these different places that have really great ideas for if you're looking to create like little special memory boxes or things such as that.
Yes. And yeah, you can make them super special. I've seen yours and they're just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, you know, maybe spending extra time with your current pet. So shower them with maybe a little extra love and attention. I know a lot of times when you go through a loss, everybody feels it. So your fur kids who are still with you may enjoy that little bit of extra attention. And, you know, on days like this when we're paying extra special attention and focus on the National Pet Memorial Day, it does make it extra, you know, extra special with your current fur kids and can really just fill your heart. It's really wonderful.
And they're grieving too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when we lost Olive, Coco, because it was so sudden, Coco was devastated. She didn't understand. She immediately gravitated towards Francesca, who is kind of like lives in Franny world. And so that's a whole other story. But yeah, no, they do. They grieve in their own way.
They do. And also, you know, sharing memories with others. A lot of us have friends who have pets, similar pets that, you know, that have experienced loss as well. And just sharing the memories, talk about your pet with family and friends, or join a pet loss support group. And another thought is to scatter ashes or even flowers in a special place. It's a symbolic way to say goodbye and also revisit happy memories. When we lost Nicholas, my corgi that we lost at, he was age 15. We lost him about 6 years ago. And I had some beautiful flowers that were given to me by some friends. And we went to the beach. There's a bridge over kind of kind of an outflow at the beach, and we just stood on that bridge and just shared stories and memories that we had about Nicholas. And I dropped, you know, handfuls of these beautiful dried flowers into the water. And that just, you know, again, was kind of like a little part of him, because he loved being there so much. In fact, just before we lost him, the week before we lost him, he was at the beach. So it was wonderful to have my older corgi, who was 15, healthy and happy enough to go to the beach, you know, just a few days before we lost him.
That's so special. And I know that you take your dogs to the beach all the time. I mean, you know the tie. I mean, you live on one side of the country. I live on the other side. We both live near water. I have no idea about the tides because I don't have dogs that go near the beach. You know all the tides. You take your dogs. I mean, it's amazing what you do. And they love the beach. You send me like little videos and pictures of them. Colleen has two corgis and
Sheltie.
Oh, Cisco. And you know, sister, when we were talking about the pet loss groups, we happen to have a wonderful one here. We have one around here. And some church groups have them, and, you know, other organizations have them. And you could check in your, you know, online at your community pages. But there's also wonderful online groups, too, that are good for pet loss support. Because, you know, if you don't have close friends, or if you don't have people that understand what the loss of a pet is, it's good to be with people who do. You know, we're fortunate. We have each other, and we have friends who share in this. They understand it. But there's some people who don't understand it. And if you share it with them, they don't have the same compassion. You know, they feel bad, but they don't have it that like a dog lover has. So, yeah, there's wonderful online groups for pet loss support as well.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we are very fortunate to have these wonderful communities, but there are other groups out there that you can seek out, process the loss, and, you know, they're wonderful groups of people as well, and you meet new friends and celebrate your pups that are with us with the friends that you can meet through those groups.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing. And you know what? I think that what I'll do right now is let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Colleen and I will share some of the ways that we honor our fur angels who have passed over the Rainbow Bridge. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information.
Thank you, everyone.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Diva Show. I am here with dog mom Colleen Gray to share special and personalized ways that she has honored her beloved pup Scooter, who we sadly lost in July of 2022. Colleen, can you just share some of the ways that you've honored Scooter? I mean, you've done so much. He's done so much. He has a story. He's a legend. So why don't you share that one? And he was the happiest little dog. Happy.
He really was.
It was a joy.
he was a character, and he had so many people. He still does. Mm-hmm. People still talk about Scooter to me a lot. It's really amazing. He was a really special guy and still is. But I'll just share some ideas about our loss of Scooter. So as you had mentioned, we lost him at age 11 in July of 2022. He was a Pembroke Welsh Corgi and otherwise very, very healthy. But we lost him to complications from a disease called DM. It's also known as degenerative myelopathy. It's a progressive neurological disease, very similar to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease in humans. So it's kind of a progressive disease. It doesn't hurt, which is kind of nice, but they do progressively lose, you know, basically they lose sensation from the back end of their body to the front. So there are ways that you can continue their quality of life on this journey, and we sure did our best to keep his quality of life as good as it could be.
You sure did.
So what, as you had mentioned, you know, one of the ways that we remember him is to visit some of his favorite spots. So going to the beach, Scooter and I had so many precious moments at the beach. I live in San Diego, and we would go to Dog Beach in Del Mar. It's a beautiful beach. And I don't know how many times he went there during his lifetime, but it was a lot. Sometimes we just go together, just me and him. Sometimes I'd bring our other dogs. Sometimes we'd go with friends. There'd be a whole group of us that would go. It was so much fun. And so I go there still to just walk and kind of sit and reflect on the wonderful memories that we had with our boy. So many beautiful memories there. And another thing that we love to do is we have wonderful parks in our area. And there, in particular, there's one really special park that's about, probably 5 minutes from our house. And we loved going to this special park. So we went there while he was able, kind of similar to the beach, whereas sometimes we go just by ourselves. Sometimes I bring my other pups, and other times there'd be a group of us. We would meet regularly, so it was really fun every time we went there, and we would go there at least a few times a week. So to this day, I still go there regularly, and I just reflect about our special times there, whether it's with my dogs or if I just go there to read a book. I've actually met Scooter's brother's family there. So we walked there together with Scooter's brother after Scooter passed. It was really special. They came down, from the LA area, and we walked with them even after we lost Scooter. So that was really, really special. But even on a regular day, I go there and we'll just, you know, just really kind of sit there and just kind of be really present. And, you know, I feel him with me. It's amazing.
You talked about taking him, and I know that you took him to, he loved people. He loved dogs. He loved life. Can you just share, because with a DM, they actually lose the control of their, you could go into a little more, but he had something, we nicknamed it the Scooty Mobile because he had a little license plate on the back of it with his name Scooter on it. You used to send me videos and pictures of him, and you had him up on your social media, and he was active right up until the end. He didn't know. You still took him to the places he loved.
He did. And I really met a lot of wonderful, really inspirational people along this journey who really helped me. And what I was really focused on was keeping his quality of life as good as it could be. So he had a little cart. It's kind of like a dog wheelchair. The one we had was by, I believe it was Walkin' Wheels. And they have a special corgi size. And we would go to the park. We'd go to the beach. We'd go, you know, all kinds. We'd go to his rally obedience classes. He loved going to his classes over at our obedience club. And all the instructors and all the ladies loved him there. And he would forget he was disabled. And he was able to get around in his little cart, you know, so he was strong in the front. He has lost the use of his hind legs, but with his wheels, he was able to get around just fine. And it was really, really special. And if we were going to go longer distances, I had a really nice dog stroller, which actually I have loaned out to a friend of mine right now who has a little dog that has some mobility issues. But we went on all kinds of trails and hikes and in a stroller. So if we weren't in his cart cruising around, we'd be walking around with him in a stroller. And we just had such a wonderful time. It was really, really special.
You made very special memories.
We did. And he did have a license plate on his cart that said Poodle.
And of course he did.
Yeah, of course he did. And I actually now, so I donated his cart. There's a group called Corgi Aid, and they loan out carts to corgis in need all over the world. And so I donated his cart, but I did keep his little license plate, and I carry that around with me. I have like a little pack that I bring with me when I go to the beach or the park. You know, that has like water and a little bowl if I bring the puppies. And I have his little scooter license plate that I bring with me. So yeah, it's kind of extra fun.
He's always with you.
He is. And we also planted a little garden in Scooter's memory. It's a kind of a smaller garden. I know you have a mm-hmm. beautiful garden that you planted for Olive, but we have a special little garden that I planted in Scooter's memory. And it's really special to, you know, to take care of that and to be present right there. And again, it makes us feel really close to him. Another idea, and this was something that has really, really kept him alive in our hearts, is we kind of have a year-round tribute to Scooter. And some of the ways that I've done is I joined a group called Shade Out DM. So their mission is to raise awareness about degenerative myelopathy and its prevention. They also have a loaner cart program, providing dog carts at no charge to pets in need. So they provide the carts for all different size dogs. So it's Corgi Aid just does it for just corgis, but Shade Out DM provides free carts on a loaner program for all size dogs, because DM affects about 100 breeds. And so from the itty bitties all the way up to the big dogs, there is a good proportion of dogs that will need the cart. So anyway, they do great work. So I volunteer at their booth at pet events. I raise funds to support their mission. Sue, my sister, has donated several times to them.
Of course I would. Scooty.
Scooty. And I walk with other pet parents in their annual Shade Out DM fundraising walk. It's here, and it's actually all over the world. They have like a virtual walk. And then the founder is based here in Southern California. So we get together with a group, and it's just a really, really special time. And that is all done to raise money and to honor our dogs we've lost to DM. Another year-round activity I participate in to honor Scooter, and this is a really, really neat and special thing I do almost daily, is I am a member of two Facebook groups that are dedicated to support pet parents with pups affected by DM. The two that I'm involved in, I know there are several, but the two that I'm really active on, Corgis on Wheels is one of them. And then there's another Facebook group called Canine Degenerative Myelopathy. And on those Facebook pages, pet parents share their experiences, post questions about the challenges they're facing, and then participants offer advice, support, and inspiration. So the people who are on these Facebook pages are, you know, I started out originally with a dog that had DM, and I had no idea what to do. My veterinarian's wonderful, had some ideas, but I learned so much through these groups. So, you know, having been a newbie on these groups to somebody who has now gone on the journey and lost my pup, but I've been able to help those along the way by making product recommendations, recommending books to read, questions to ask your veterinarian. We post pictures because it's very scary to get this diagnosis. And I mean, I have so many fun pictures of Scooter in his cart and in his stroller and just kind of out and about swimming and, you know, doing things like that. It really helps people. And also, you know, just kind of generally tips on things that kind of worked for us. One idea was, and this was, I got this idea from the Corgis on Wheels group. Pets with DM have a hard time regulating their body temperature. I didn't know that. My veterinarian didn't share that with me, but I learned it because Scooter would pant a lot. And when it wasn't hot out, but what I learned was they have a hard time regulating their body temperature. So by using a fan near your dog, you can really help keep them cool. You can also use a cooling pad. You know, they have those cooling mats that you can put underneath them. And then also the white noise from the fan also helps with their anxiety. So a lot of times dogs that have DM, they get a little anxious. It's a neurological disease that, you know, they don't really know what's going on with themselves. And sometimes when they just sometimes have a little bit of anxiety, and the fan not only helps keep them cool, but just that white noise can be kind of calming. I would have never known about this had I not been part of these Facebook groups. So anyway, those are just, you know, those are just some little things that I've done that have really helped Scooter live on and to be able to tell his story and to let people know that some of your most special times with your pet can be on these tough journeys. You know, sometimes it will help them, you know, feel like, okay, we're going to make the best of this and make every day as special as it can be and really make those special memories. So, and I love hearing back from people too after we've interacted. They'll send me a little private message on the side or something like that, just sharing how the little tip helped them. And that just really, really makes me happy. And had it not been for Scooter, I wouldn't be able to make that difference. So it's really, really impactful.
And they all come to us in different ways that we never know where it's going to take us. And sometimes where it takes us is to places that help so many others and we don't even know we're doing it. And that's what you did with Scooter. So I thank you so much for sharing that and Scooter's memory with all that you're doing. And just because he's him, because he's Scooty, you're honoring him so meaningful ways, such meaningful ways that he's going to live on for so many of us.
Absolutely. Yep. He's a little inspiration.
Mm-hmm. He sure is.
So yeah, it does help keep him front and center in our lives every day. And, you know, every time I'm able to do just a little something here and there, it really, really is makes my heart feel happy. So those year-round tributes, in addition to, you know, the annual tributes or things like that, they can really, really make a difference.
It does.
So you've done some really special things in remembrance of all of your beloved pets, especially your beautiful Olive, who you lost a few years ago, and would love to hear more about that.
Well, we lost Miss Olive. We lost her really suddenly on Mother's Day in May 2022. Very unexpected. And though she was a special need pup, much like Scooty, she was missing a leg. She had no teeth. She came to us with all... We got her when she was 8. We adopted her with all of this. And she had like a number of health issues. But she had no clue. And she enjoyed life to the fullest. And you talked about our garden. She loved spending time outdoors with us and with her sisters. And when she left, it was so heartbreaking to sit out there, you know, knowing she wasn't with us anymore. So what we decided to do was plant a memorial garden in her honor in her favorite little corner of the yard. And sister, you've seen it. It's like her little corner of the yard where she used to spread out and lie in the sun and just sun herself. And she'd look up at the sun. She used to love it. She was so happy. And we had garden stakes made in her image with her name. And then we had beautiful flowers and plants all around the stakes planted. And we also like to sit outside in the evening. And when you visited me, you sit outside there with me in the evening. Yes. And we couldn't see the garden because it's in the corner. And though it's quite, you know, it's a nice size, but the way our yard set up, it was hard, even though we had lights out there. So what my husband did is he put all these outdoor fairy lights out there so that it totally lights up that corner of the yard so beautifully. And when we sit out there, it's so peaceful and so tranquil, and we feel like she's sitting there with us, which really makes it all the more special. So it's really It's really a special place, and she loved it. And the girls go, even the newest ones, whenever we get them in, the first place they go is right in that corner, and they lay down. It's like she's saying, okay, come over here. This is where you'll feel right at home right here. So
beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And you shared that with me. I take you to my little spot, my little olive spot. And that's outside, but inside of our house, we have a huge wall, a bookcase wall. And for Olive, I did, as you spoke about, I created a shadow box for her in memory of her. And I put in our favorite photo of her. And then I put one of her favorite collars and a number of small mementos. And I have that up there on the shelf, as with each of my other fur angels. They each have their own shelf. And your pups have shelves in my house, too. You know, you've seen that. Love and Scooty that. Has his little DM bracelet that he sent me. He sent me a Shade Out DM purple bracelet and a pretty purple little DM card. So that's up with his photo. And yeah, so we have their photos, we have colors, we have their favorite toys and other memorabilia that we have up in each of their shelves to honor of them. And even our kitties, our fish, whatever we have, they all have a little spot. And we get to honor them in their special way. And on the anniversary of the passing of Miss Olive and all of our other fur angels, we make donations to local rescues and shelters. Many we used do it in their, we always do it in their name, but we do it to organizations that we adopted them from also. It's just, and we do a number of other things. I could go on and on and on, but we don't have all that. But, and I just think it's so important that we honor and remember our pets in the way that it means a lot to us. The way you honor Scooter means so much to you, means so much to me, because I shared all that time with you that as you're going through this, and now I see what's come of it, and everything happens for a reason. Scooter's educated so many people that don't know about it. You're a point person in so many people's lives with this disease. It's just an amazing thing, but it's because of Scooter and his passing that all of this happened. And like with Olive, we have the Facebook page for all of those that follow us on Facebook, the Doggy Diva. It's Olive's special Facebook page, and we continue to honor her each week with by posting one of our favorite photos from the past, and we call it Happy Heavenly Monday. And I really love posting these photos because they bring back such good memories. I feel her with me as I go through them, and it honors her, and the meaning for the page is for animal rescue and for special needs senior pets and, of course, the homeless pets. So that's what it's all about, and the page is made for her for that reason. So the fact that we do this every Monday is kind of like a little special. And we actually have Francesca in there with her on Happy Heavenly Monday. So our two little fur angels. And of course, Sophia, the original diva, she's in there too. So it's just special ways that we can honor them and remember them.
Very inspirational too. You know, when I look at your Facebook page, it always makes me smile and always gives me, a few minutes of just feeling, you know, happy and feeling a sense of gratitude, you know, being really in the moment, because they're very sweet and very inspirational messages, and the pictures are darling. So they're wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you also, because you make very generous donations in Miss Olive's names as well. So I thank you very much, because these are just two of our beloved pets, Scooter and Miss Olive, but their memory lives on, and we have so many others that live on in their own special way. They've each of our pets, no matter who they are, all over the world, they leave a certain mark. It may bring a smile to the neighbor's face. The children may love to play with them, but no matter what it is, there's something that each pet brings into our lives and to the lives of those around us. So they bring joy, and we love them all. We miss them all. And, you know, today's a special day, National Pet Memorial Day, and of course, National Pet Memorial Month, but we truly remember them every day. But this is a nice time to honor that special time where we can kind of all get together on a special day and honor our pets, our little fur angels.
Absolutely. And just remember them in, you know, you just think of all the good that they brought to our lives and the lives of others too. It's just, it's mm-hmm. a just beautiful.
Colleen, I want to thank you for being our guest and for sharing the many special ways that you've honored Scooter. You're continuing your valued work with Shadeout DM, Corgis on Wheels, K9 DM, and so much more. I mean, people reach out to you, people from all over the country, people you don't even know, but they see the work you've done with other people through social media. So even those that live, you know, especially the ones that live close to you, and your total commitment to Scooter has ensured that Scooter's legacy and his memory will be forever honored by so many. So thank you so much for sharing all of that with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate all that you've done over the years to inspire me, you know, in so many ways, but certainly with along the, you know, the pet memorial and the things that we can do to remember them. You've just always been such a great inspiration. So you're the best.
Oh, thank you. So are you. And to all of our listeners out there who's lost a beloved pet, please know that Colleen and I are so sorry and that we share in your grief. And, you know, for those of you who are going through it now or who have gone through it before or are still processing it, we thank you, number one, for sharing this time with us and letting us share what we've gone through. And it helps us to process the grief, and it helps us to, when we honor them, to keep, you know, we miss them every day. So we thank you for sharing this time with us and letting us share this with you. And we certainly hope that some of the things that we talked about and some of the ideas that we shared and the things that we do personally may help you through this process, through your heartbreak of losing a beloved fur angel. And on such a special month and such a special day, we honor your beloved fur angels and you. And it's special during National Pet Month and National Pet Day. But remember, every day is special, and they're always with us.
They are.
Thank you so much again, Colleen. It's a special month, a special day, and I thank you very much for sharing Scooter with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.